KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Some clouds in 64. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Monday, May 7th. News sponsored by Red Rock Behavioral Health Services, Central Oklahoma Home Health Care, and the First National Bank and Trust. Looking for some sunshine today with a high around 90 today, and we'll have highs in the mid to upper 80s pretty much all week. Officials confirming two tornadoes caused some damage in Grady County in last week's severe weather. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Opioid abuse is a nationwide epidemic. Help reduce the problems associated with drug overdoses by keeping your medications locked up to keep family members, especially children and your pets, safe. You can also properly dispose of your old or unused prescriptions and over-the-counter medicines in MedSafe drop boxes found in several locations in the Grady County area. In Chickasha at Liberty Drug, 315 West Chickasha Avenue, Grand Care Pharmacy, 2103 West Iowa, and Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy at 2224 West Iowa. Also at Cedar Springs Pharmacy, 5310 East Highway 37 in Tuttle. A drop box will soon be located at the Tuttle Police Department. Find other locations close to you at tankasprescribed.org. MedSafe boxes are provided through the Oklahoma Strategic Prevention Framework Partnership for Success Grant. SPF-PFS is funded by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the Center for Substance Abuse Prevention, and the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
The National Weather Service reports eight tornadoes struck the Sooner State in those strong thunderstorms that hit last week. Two of them confirmed in Grady County, both considered EF1 on the Enhanced Fujita scale, winds between 86 and 110 miles per hour. The first tornado hit about 4.5 miles north of Chickasha and destroyed a recreational vehicle. That tornado stayed on the ground for about 5 miles. The second tornado touched down briefly just east of Amber, causing damage to several homes. Strong storms west of Rush Springs last Wednesday night destroyed an unoccupied mobile home and damaged several other homes, but no report on whether that was a tornado or straight-line winds. A follow-up now to a story we had a couple of weeks ago about a pedestrian hit and killed by a train. The state medical examiner has identified the victim as 36-year-old Dustin Colley. No hometown for Colley was available. Authorities say Colley died from multiple blunt force trauma and that his death was an accident. The Highway Patrol reported that Colley was a pedestrian on or near the tracks when he was hit by a train with three engines pulling 55 cars. That was near 29th Street and Highway 62. An overturned semi shut down State Highway 39 between Tabler and Dibble for several hours on Saturday. No one hurt when the big rig crashed. The Highway Patrol has not released any information on what caused the driver to lose control of the semi. Name of the driver wasn't released either. The crash happened about a mile west of the Grady and McLean County line about 8:30 Saturday morning. Traffic detoured around the crash site all day. The highway shut down for a total of 12 hours. It wasn't reopened until 8:30 Saturday night. More Cool News coming right up.
Home health care is more than making sure your parents are taking their meds and doing what the doctor ordered. It's also about helping them be more independent and letting them stay in their own home instead of a long-term care facility. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care is now serving the Grady and Caddo County area. It's locally owned and operated by Rhonda Wallace, who has provided home health services to the area for more than 15 years. The company is certified by the state of Oklahoma, and all home health aides are certified and undergo a background check. An aide can stay anywhere from 4 to 24 hours to help with meal preparation and planning, light housekeeping, help them run errands and go to the store, and even help with recreation and exercise. They're a private pay company and can accept Veterans Administration benefits and workers' comp insurance. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, Suite 411 in the Petroleum Building in downtown Chickasha. Call 405-448-5100. 405-448-5100. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare. Their priority is you.
A closed-door meeting of the Chickasha City Council tonight during its regular meeting, the executive session to be held to consider any bids for any mineral rights that might come in on some city-owned property. The council will hold a public auction for the mineral rights on just over 47 acres of city-owned land out by the Chickasha Airport. The council also to select a vice mayor to serve in place of Mayor Chris Mosley when he's absent, and the group to consider approving a final payment of nearly $9,000 to Boardwine Development for recent improvements made to the amphitheater at Shannon Springs Park. Also to be reviewed, a request for a special use permit for Life Church of Chickasha to move to 2403 Ponderosa Drive, waiving fees for Bible Baptist Church to use Shannon Springs Park for a community event on June the 3rd, and a request from the Elks Lodge to hold its annual Kids Fishing Derby at Shannon Springs on June the 9th. Also to approve the city's annual fireworks display Wednesday, July 4th, and Administrative Assistant Beth Cranton to be recognized as the city's Employee of the Month. City Council meets at 6:30 this evening at City Hall. The Spring Swap Meet for the Chickasha Antique Auto Club coming up this weekend. In conjunction with the event, the city will be waiving permit fees normally required for garage sales. Residents are normally supposed to buy a $5 permit when they have a yard sale, but no such permit will be necessary during the swap meet, which will run Thursday through Saturday. This past Friday night, Purple Pride Night for the Chickasha Public School Foundation. Attendees wore Chickasha purple and were greeted by high school cheerleaders and the drum corps as they came in. Foundation Director Jen Jansen said the foundation has provided more than $1 million in grants since it was created back in 1986, and that over the last 3 years, the foundation has provided $100,000 in school supplies distributed to every student in the school district. A live auction helped bring in an additional $20,000 to the foundation. Among the items sold, a pair of autographed running shoes from Camille Heron of Oklahoma City. She's the daughter of interim Chickasha School Superintendent Jack Heron. Camille Heron holds 5 world records for ultramarathons, including the fastest time, man or woman, for running 100 miles. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $69.72 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $74.87. Natural gas, $2.71 per million BTUs. And gold, $1,314. Silver, $16.49. Our weather forecast, some clouds this morning. There's some scattered rain throughout much of the state. And we are expecting sunshine much of the day. Later on today, we'll have a high up around 90. Right now, some clouds in 64 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call Our Time and Temp Line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3 bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, the USAO baseball team plays for the Sooner Athletic Conference Tournament Championship today. The 8th-ranked Drovers will take on number 5-ranked Oklahoma City University at 1 o'clock today out at Bill Smith Ballpark. The Drovers won their bracket yesterday with a 12-3 victory over number 23-ranked Texas Wesleyan. 4 Drovers hit home runs, Miguel Lorenzo, Colton Horner, Greg Barnett, and P.J. Garcia. Lorenzo and Barnett each had 4 RBI. Stephen Wright picked up his 5th win on the mound, giving up just 1 run on 6 hits. He struck out 1 and walked 3 in 6 innings. The number 2 seed Drovers take on top seed OCU, which had to go through the loser's bracket to get to the tournament title game. OCU did win 2 of 3 from USAO during the regular season. The team's tied for the best regular season record in the conference, but OCU gets the top seed since they won 2 of 3 from the Drovers. And despite a 50-win season, the USAO softball team will have to wait and see if they'll get an invitation to the NAIA National Tournament. The 3rd-ranked Drovers lost to 5th-ranked Oklahoma City University 3-1 in the softball conference tournament title game at OCU on Saturday. USAO also finished runner-up to OCU in the regular season conference standings. The 40-team National Softball Tournament bracket will be released tomorrow afternoon. Blanchard and Tuttle baseball teams both qualifying for the Class 4A state baseball tournament that will be played this week. The bracket to be released later today. First and second round games to be played Thursday and Friday at Edmond Santa Fe. The title game will be Saturday at the Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark. Minko, Dibble, and Apache all eliminated from their 2A regionals over the weekend. Minko and Dibble ousted from their regional at Calera. Number 4 Calera will advance to the 2A state tournament out of that regional. Number 4 ranked Apache suffered a couple of 1-run losses in the regional they were hosting, dropping a 6-5 decision to number 19 Hobart, then falling in extra innings to unranked Mangum 8-7, and then Hobart defeated Mangum for that regional title. So Hobart will be going on to the state tournament. And Marlow qualifies for the 3A state baseball tournament, winning their regional. The 3A regional, the 3A state tournament will open up at Edmond Memorial Thursday, and the semifinals Friday at Edmond Memorial, and its title game also at the Bricktown Ballpark on Saturday. Our Cool News weather and sports this morning, sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Central Oklahoma Home Health Care, and Red Rock Behavioral Health Services.